Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com here with a name you know. We've talked to him multiple times, but man, he's got a lot going on. New Japan Pro Wrestling, but he's at LA Comic Con this weekend. Tons of New Japan stars are going to be there from December 3rd to December 5th. We got Fred Rosser. Fred, how you doing?
Missing no days off is in the house. I always say, don't die with the story and you tell it, and I appreciate the support from me to you. I'm always tagging you and stuff that I'm doing, and you're always retweeting it, so I do appreciate the support.
Well, hey, I mean, I appreciate all you're doing. It gives us plenty to talk about. I mentioned Comic-Con. It's really cool to see New Japan's expansion into the States, and I know some of that expansion was kind of forced based on how the world changed and all that, but, I mean, they've leaned all the way into it, it seems.
Yeah, you know, I think the last time I talked to you, I talked about my love and my passion to do something with New Japan, you know, and I didn't just speak it into the atmosphere. I spoke it to people like yourself that would hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. Now I'm making moves, and New Japan Strong is like my heart and soul, you know, so to be able to be at Comic-Con this weekend, a panel discussion. When do we got that? That's on Saturday,
yeah.
10:30 a.m. And then Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. at booth 851, I'm going to be representing. So we're slowly expanding here in the States with New Japan Strong, and I'm happy to be a part of it. I like to say that I'm like the Tommy Dreamer of New Japan Strong, man, because no one can talk bad about Strong, baby.
I'd like to think that means you show up at every battle royal and you're wearing polka dot pants. That's like, if there's a battle royal on any corner of the earth, Tommy Dreamer is going to be an entrant in that battle royal. It's going to happen. Like, he is the default. Well, we got to bring him in. We got to do
exactly.
It. Type of thing.
Yeah. I see it all the time.
It's funny. 2 years ago was the first time I met you in person. A little over 2 years ago, it was in Chicago, and you were like, I'm just looking for a chance, looking for somebody to let me prove to them that even though the work in WWE was good, it can be a lot better. I know UWN gave you that chance, and I know New Japan has really given you that chance, and they've invested in you. Like, they signed you to a deal, and I believe that's a full-on deal with New Japan, like, not just Strong, that's just New Japan in general, correct?
Exactly. And I'm a big fan of Gary Vaynerchuk. I don't know if you know who he is,
yeah.
But he doesn't like to be called a motivational speaker, but I've been able to do his platform and share my story, and he uses the analogy. And I'm going to these are just examples of numbers. In my field, I'd rather make $150,000 and be happy than make $500,000 and be unhappy and underutilized. Just at $150,000, yeah. You just have to live a little bit more humbly. So, you know, I get that analogy from Gary V, and I kind of utilize it in my life, in my career. I'm very happy with New Japan Strong, and they've given me the platform to not only share my story, but had Match of the Year with Filthy Tom Lawlor in 2020. And, you know, the biggest compliment from a peer was from Tom Lawlor, saying in an interview, he said in a million years, he would have never thought that himself and Darren Young would share the ring. But he said the minute that we touched, he knew it was going to be something big. He knew it was going to be something special. So I take that and I run with it, you know. And we just recently wrestled again, me and Tom Lawlor. And a lot of people are saying in attendance that it was better than our first match with no crowd. And that's the true test, Sean, performing in front of a crowd, performing in front of not a crowd, you know, because your work is, you know, it's just you and the camera, you know, so the people can see through your work. They can see the passion. They can see you giving it all. So, yeah, I'm living a dream. As John Laurinaitis says, hey, guys, I'm just living a dream, you know, so I am living a dream with New Japan Strong.
Oh, boy, let me tell you, we got some headlines out of a promo you did recently. And I know you know which one I'm talking about. The one that the one that had to be censored.
Oh yeah.
How?
I mean,
please explain to me the emotions. I mean, obviously it was an emotional time for you, and the expression on Rocky's face, I think, said it all.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm the only one to beat Tom Lawlor on New Japan Strong, and he was a little upset. So Team Filthy decided in Philadelphia to just chop my afro, you know, the greatest fro of all time is gone because of Team Filthy. And what's the most sickening part about it is that Tom Lawlor ate my hair. He ate it.
He did.
It's the most sickening thing I've ever seen in my life. So, yeah, I was quite upset. And then, you know, my mom's my biggest support system, and she comes to all my shows, and Team Filthy, intimidated my mom, you know what I mean? So you can intimidate me, you can try to bully me, but you don't bully my mom, my biggest fan. So yeah, I was quite upset with Team Filthy, and it's definitely not over. 2022, when things get better, hopefully I can fight Team Filthy in Japan. You know, that is still my goal. You know, I'm with New Japan Strong, but my ultimate goal is to perform in Japan. And you know, patience is a talent, so I've got to just be patient.
Did Rocky have anything to say to you after that promo? Like, we're going to have to bleep that one.
Yeah. I mean, I was speaking from the heart, and I work best speaking from the heart. I meant everything that I said. I was going to ask the boys where Tom Lawlor lived in Vegas, and I was going to come to his house, and I was going to drag him outside of his house in front of his family and humble him. And that's the PG version that I'm giving you, Sean. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. And I will see Team Filthy again. And yeah, they haven't seen the last of Mr. No Days Off.
And there were some people that were like, oh, maybe the company would give him heat for that. They ran the interview. They posted it. So they knew what they were doing. They knew. I mean, playing off of your pain was going to make them a few dollars off of it, because they know that people are going to see that and they're going to say, I want to watch Fred Rosser beat up Tom Lawlor.
And the thing, you know, Sean, I've learned from guys like Chris Jericho, and I always bring his name up because before the pandemic, I had the opportunity to do my first ever musical in New York.
Yes.
Off Broadway. And he was a big inspiration because of his stint on Dancing with the Stars. Jericho, like, has that Midas touch. So any interview I do, yours, Chris Van Vliet, I always bring his name up as a huge, huge inspiration. And, you know, Jericho always talks about, yeah, you know, I could have a good wrestling match with Shawn Michaels, but is it gonna sell tickets? You know, he wants to sell tickets. He wants to cram people into the building, you know? So yeah, I want to have a good match, you know, I want to have a good performance, but you know, I want to be able to sell some tickets too. And that's always my goal. I'm not afraid to admit, I'm not the most talented wrestler, but what separates me from everyone else is my sickening work ethic. You know what I mean? When the other guy's sleeping, I'm up getting the gym out the way. If I have a flight at 11 a.m., I'm up at 5 at the gym at 6 so I can make my make my workout and make my flight. So I'm always grinding. Mr. No Days Off isn't just a gimmick, you know. It's a lifestyle. So that's where I excel, you know, my work ethic.
I don't think you should sell your work short, because I think the New Japan Strong stuff has been incredible. And one of my favorite things about people discovering New Japan Strong is them discovering Fred Rosser as compared to Darren Young. And yes, it's like night and day. And I enjoyed your WWE work as well. But I love seeing, like, there are so often that a wrestler in any company can get typecast and sort of put in a certain role. And my God, you have expanded that. And that thing that you said just a couple years ago, I just need somebody to give me a chance. People are seeing that now.
Yes, and like, you know, 19 years, September 11, 2002, 1 year after 9/11, first step in the ring, I'm still rocking and rolling, 38. I'm making my 20s jealous of my 30s. I still have a lot left to offer. I still have a lot left in the tank. And I always say my fight is much more bigger than in the ring. It's outside of the ring, fighting bigotry and hatred and trying to be the voice of the voiceless for not only the LGBTQ community, but anyone that gets bullied in the silence. And, you know, my biggest accomplishment, you know, I've done my thing as a Nexus. I've done my thing as a primetime player. I did my thing with Bob Backlund, but my biggest recognition is match of the year again with Tom Lawler, because I didn't get that because I was gay. I got it because I am kind of good at what I do, you know, those that can't teach. I have a good mind for the business, and New Japan Strong has given me the freedom to just be me and create the best stories possible. We all know it's entertainment, but I want my audience to, who doesn't watch wrestling, to continue to DM me saying, wow, are you okay? Because I'm getting messages all the time after Tom Lawler cut my hair. Are you okay? I'm saying, why wouldn't I be okay? You know, so my fan base that don't really watch wrestling, they're invested, you know, and that's when I've hit a home run. That's my biggest high, convincing and having the people believe. That's what it's all about. Believability.
And I want to shout out a freelancer that we have working on a story about you named Lizzie. And she was like, hey, I want to do a story about Fred, how he sort of inspired me, inspired others. And I was like, yeah, let me put you in touch with him. And you got back to her and lended some great quotes. That it has to feel good to have people reaching out to be like, you are the reason this happened, or you are a motivation for this or that. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, you know, and again, I appreciate the support. I'm a man of my word. I'm sure you've dealt with hundreds of athletes that may not come through for you, but mm-hmm. I'm a man of my word. You know, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm actually late for the gym because we were either going to do this now or at 3 p.m. I was asked, you know, by my boy Farbot, can I do it earlier? Absolutely anything for Sean to be able to share my story, you know, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, when I came out years ago, you know, I didn't think my story was a big deal until, of all people, the Icon Share had reached out to me and said, because of her hearing my story, one of her friends, who's a big wrestling fan, came out to his family. And it was that minute that I realized that my story was a big deal. So that's why at the Comic-Con, anytime, any place I can share my story, I'm going to do it. And I'm not an in and out type of guy, you know. And I always say during the holidays, if anyone doesn't have anyone that supports them, be a part of my family on social media. I'm constantly responding to DMs and all that stuff. And just as much as like some of my inspirations, The Rock, Will Smith, Denzel Washington, Tom Hanks, just as much as Matthew McConaughey, just as much as those individuals are inspirations to me, there are so many people that follow me for inspiration. So there are people that say that, oh, I need a break from social media. I can't take breaks from social media because I'm helping the masses with my story.
And wrestling is one of those unique forms of entertainment where it's so interactive because you are playing directly to a crowd, and then you go to a place like LA Comic Con and you're interacting with the crowd one-on-one. And it's like you were Darren Young in WWE, but you're Fred Rosser now, but you're still Fred Rosser when you go to the grocery store too. Like you are the same person, even though you're portraying like this expanded version of yourself. How do you parse that? Is it ever difficult to walk that line? Or at this point, are you so used to it that it's second nature?
I'm so used to it. It's like second nature. Like between you and I, I'm very calm, cool, and collected. I'm a shy guy. Anyone will tell you in the locker room, I don't say much, but I'm listening to conversations. Yeah. I'm laughing. For example, back in the day with WWE, I would get a kick out of Braun Strowman. You know, no one would talk to me in the locker room, but Braun would be like, hey, Darren, let me show you this hog that I killed. I killed him with my bare hands. And just to hear him talk, like just to hear converse with him, like was so much fun, you know, so much fun. But for me, you know, again, I'm calm, cool, and collected, but going to the airport, going to the building, the arena, the hotel, my mindset changes. You know, I become a lot more aggressive. I become focused. So my demeanor changes a lot. And a lot of guys that I share the ring with, they say it's like night and day. You know, when they're in the ring with me, they're like, whoa, like Mr. No Days Off is pissed off, you know? So, hey, I got to turn it on when I need to. And I do it. I do it to the best of my ability.
A few more before we wrap up. I know that you'd worked a bunch of NWA dates earlier this year. I've noticed that hasn't happened since then. Was that because you signed with New Japan full time?
I guess they didn't have any, spots for me available. Okay. I did some matches with NWA, had a blast. But now, like, my focus is not only New Japan, but other organizations in 2022. I made it available on my social media that anyone that wants to book me for speaking engagements, et cetera, wrestling appearances, to either DM me or contact me on my email, info@realfredrosser.com. And I'm just open. Being with New Japan, I'm exclusive, so I have to make sure I don't double book myself and all that stuff. But of course, New Japan Strong comes first, and everyone else comes after. So again, I'm open to working again with NWA and a plethora of other organizations, you know, Defy, GCW. Again, there's so much wrestling out there. And something to prove my dad wrong, because my dad's my biggest wrestling fan. He's the one that got me into it. He's always saying, you know, he's saying, when are you going to be the next belt collector? When are you going to work for AEW? And I said, Dad, well, I tried not once but twice, and they said no. But this was a couple of years ago, so I've got to prove my dad wrong and put it out there with you. I would love to work with AEW, NWA, Impact, a plethora of other organizations that are out there, and prove him wrong. So hopefully 2022, things can change for me. I'm open to everything. And, you know, I'm a fan of all wrestling. You know, CM Punk has said it best at a panel discussion. Don't get fooled into picking one organization over another. Just watch it all. You know, watch AEW, Impact, WWE. I have nothing bad or hateful to say about anything. I'm glad there's a lot of work for everyone. I always say there's room for everyone at the finish line. So we got to be able to enjoy it all, you and I, Sean.
I remember you telling me one of those pitches to AEW was teaming with Sonny Kiss. And, I mean, he's sort of on his own now. Sonny's alone. I think that could work out really well.
And I don't like hearing that, Sean, that Sonny's alone. I don't like hearing that at all. If you need some backup, you know, clip this video and let him know that I got his back. You know, I'm like a big brother to him. You know, anytime, any place, you know, he needs some backup, I got his back.
So a couple of features that I'm working on, and I'm really interested to get, like, if you happen to have any experience here, I would always hear Vince McMahon would try to wrestle certain wrestlers. Like, he pummels underhooks on Bobby Lashley, shot a double leg on Kofi. Did he ever try to wrestle you?
No, but I remember, I don't know if I mentioned it with you, I remember once I was done teaming with Titus, you know, nothing lasts forever, and one of the big things I learned from Titus is the most intimidating thing about Vince McMahon is his office door. Once you get through his office door, you have a game plan, the sky's the limit. So Titus was very bold to just open the door and say, hey, boss, we're not on Raw. What you got for us? And that's when we would make moves on the app when the app became popular. But I remember once we were done teaming and I proposed him the idea of Bob Backlund and I, him being my life coach, I had it all written out and I had visuals. I remember walking into his office and sitting down with him and talking to him about 20 minutes. And we talked a lot about, you know, yoga, because he asked me, we were like face to face sitting down. He's like, Darren, how do you get such a big barrel chest like that? I said, yoga, you know? I said, yoga has helped with my posture, you know, instead of like, you know, being slouched over, it kind of makes everything, makes you upright and all that other good stuff. So we talked for some time about the benefits of yoga and then the Bob Backlund gimmick, which he ran with. So
did Vince ever end up doing yoga?
I don't know. I don't know, but that was just who knows? But he definitely needs it at his age. I think anyone benefits from yoga. Yeah. I think that's the longevity for me, you know, staying healthy and not wrestling as much. So when you don't wrestle as much, it does take a toll on your body. Like the match I just had with Tom Lawler a couple weeks ago, it took me a week to recover because that was probably one of my longest matches in my 19-year career. We went over 25 minutes or so, and it took me about a week to recover. So the yoga is so important. So that's probably like my closest non-physical interaction with Vince McMahon. But yeah, I've seen him backstage tussle with people and all that stuff, but just not with me.
Also, Royal Rumble's next month. I always like to get people's Royal Rumble experiences. You were in the 2013 Royal Rumble. A couple of interesting things that happened there. Did you know ahead of time Chris Jericho was coming out? Because that was a big surprise there. And sometimes they play those really close to the vest and it's a very need to know basis.
Sean, honestly, I don't remember. Honestly, I don't remember. And I have to be honest, you know, be honest. I don't remember.
I mean, Chris Jericho. You all did have an elimination together when you all tossed out Brodus Clay. And I'm sure that was like a concentrated effort. Like whoever set up the Royal Rumble and was agenting that was like, hey, all of you got to throw this big guy out to make him look as strong as possible.
What I can say is like matches like that, one of the producers that is on top of it is Jamie Noble. That's mm-hmm. one thing I can say. Jamie Noble's very creative. But honestly, like a lot of, you know, I haven't drunk since August 2017, right before my release. So I always say, and I took this from Chelsea lately, I remember some of my memories with sure. WWE, but some of it was a blur, honestly.
Well, guys, you all can meet Fred Rosser at LA Comic Con this weekend, December 3rd to December 5th. There's always so much to talk to you about. That's why I like to do these at least like once every 8 or 9 months. I'm like, let's do an interview with Fred Rosser. Let's make it happen. And
I appreciate it because I just did Chris Van Vliet last week.
Who'd he ever beat? I'm doing his show next week, actually.
Oh, you're going to be on it?
Or? Yeah, I'm going to be on it.
Hey, there you go.
It's a good time. But Fred Rosser, tell the people where they can find you, where they can follow you, support you.
Twitter, Instagram, my government name, at realfredrosser.com. Support blockade.com. I always say, none of us are as strong as all of us. So, yeah, thanks for the support, Sean, and thanks for everyone tuning in.
LA Comic Con, check it out. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.